أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ونقض في الأرحام ما نشاء إلى أجل مسمى ثم نخرجكم طفلا ثم لتبلغوا أشدكم ومنكم من يتوفى ومنكم من يرد إلى أرذل العمر لكي لا يعلم من بعد علم شيئا وترى الأرض هامدة فإذا أنزلنا عليها الماء اهتزت وربت وأنبتت من كل زوج بهيج صدق الله العظيم. This is the second portion of ayah number 5 of Surah Al-Hajj, the discussion that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala spoke about was how a child is formed and created in the womb of the mother. Allah Ta'ala said, first it is a nutfa, then that is the sperm, then it becomes alaqa, a cloth of blood, and then thirdly it becomes flesh, either formed or not formed. In the Mubarak hadith, or part of the hadith of Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he explained that this nutfa is for a period of 40 days. And then the transformation from the nutfa into the alaqa, into the clot of blood, and it remains a clot of blood for another period of 40 days, and then the flesh for a period of 40 days, that is 120 days, and thereafter the ruh, the soul, is blown into the child, and now a lifeless nutfa now becomes a human being. And hence Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala shows us how this transformation takes place, and Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala shows us His Qudra. In another hadith also by Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, when it comes to that stage of a flesh, then Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has an angel that is appointed on every fetus. This is again the great ni'mat of Allah upon man. And when it comes to the stage of mudgha, the stage of a flesh, then that angel asks Allah Ta'ala, mukhallaqa aw ghayr mukhallaqa? Is it going to be a fully formed child, or is it going to be an ill-formed child? And whatever the decree of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is, will then be maintained. And if it is not going to be a fully formed child, then on that moment when Allah Ta'ala so desires, then that woman, that mother, will miscarriage the child. Hence Allah says, وَنُقِرُّ فِي الْأَرْحَامِ مَا نَشَاءَ, and we cause this fetus to remain in the wombs, مَا نَشَاءَ, as we so desire. Whatever the desire of Allah Ta'ala is, however the desire of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala is, whatever the time frame is, Allah says, إِلَىٰ أَجَلٍ مُسَمَّى, till a fixed time that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala fixes. No mother can decide it, no gynecologist can decide that, no science can decide that, no technology can decide it. That is the decision of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. ثُمَّ يُخْرِجُكُمْ طِفْلًا, then ثُمَّ نُخْرِجُكُمْ طِفْلًا, then Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says that we then take this child out. In other words, we bring it into this world, tiflan, as an infant, as a little baby. ثُمَّ لِتَبَلُهُ أَشُدَّكُمْ, then Allah Ta'ala says that then you reach your age of full formation. Even when the child comes into this earth, it may have all its senses, it may have all its organs, it may have all its perceptions and everything, but that it remains dormant. The intelligence of a child, the wisdom of the child, all of that will remain dormant, and gradually and slowly Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala brings that little child into a mature young person, and that is again another very great qudrat of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. وَمِنْكُمْ مَنْ يُتَوَفَّى, now man comes into this world, and Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala says, then from amongst you there are those who are given death. Whatever the age is, a child can be born, live for a few seconds, or alternatively few days, few months, few years, few decades, even a century. That is all in the Qudrat of Allah. No human has any choice in that. There is no intervention in that Qudrat of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. When does Allah decide to take a life? That is left totally in the hands of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. وَمِنْكُمْ مَنْ يُرَدُّ إِلَىٰ أَرْذَلِ الْعُمُرِ. And then there are those that Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala says that will continue and live till the time of a person becoming senile. Again, that is the choice of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Age is all in the hands of Allah. The time frame in this world is all the time, or it's all in the hands of Allah. All we need to realize that this life of ours is a journey. The destination is known. However, the time frame is never known by us, and it is only intellectual that we prepare for that day that we are going to meet Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. لِكَيْ لَا يَعْلَمَ مِنْ بَعْدِ عِلْمٍ شَيْئًا. That life of senility, what happens? So Allah Ta'ala says, so that the person will not know, not have any knowledge of anything after having knowledge. No matter how wise a person could have been, no matter how intelligent a person could be, but when a person becomes senile, all of that is lost. And again, Allah shows that Qudrat. Allah places intelligence, Allah places perception, Allah Ta'ala grants the senses, and then Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala can remove it. That is why our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam in the Mubarak Hadith continued to make dua, that we should make dua that Allah does not bring us to this type of senility where we lose all our senses and we lose all our intelligence. Allah gives one other example very briefly, also with regards to how Allah gives life. Allah says, وَتَرَى الْأَرْضَ هَامِدًا. Allah Ta'ala says, and then you see the earth that is dead, it is barren. فَإِذَا أَنزَلْنَا عَلَيْهَا الْمَاءَ. Then we are the ones that send water onto this earth. اِهْتَزَّتْ وَرَبَتْ. And then it becomes fresh, it begins to sway, and at the same time it swells. مِنْ كُلِّ زَوْجٍ بَهِيجٍ. And every type of vegetation that is lush and is fresh. And Allah shows a dead land, Allah gives life. A land that is alive, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala gives death. All of that is in the hands of Allah Rabbul Izzat. May Allah Ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdihi. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.